Okay, enough of my advertisement for the fun drive, right? Time to get back to the real reason you all are here tonight, to enjoy the great music from our friends that are with us tonight. And once again, my good friend, Pierce Pettis.
Oh, thank you, Pat. Man, weren't Patchouli great? Jonathan Bird. I'm honored to be surrounded by talented, brilliant people. I hope you know what you're listening to tonight. I'm telling you. I want to do you guys three songs. It's a trilogy of love songs. Oh, I forgot to mention, I have my 11-year-old son's with me tonight, and he wanted me to remind you that for every one of my CDs you buy, he gets a dollar. So there you go. Hey, right. Stop a river, don't even try, it'll carry you away. Caught in the current, sweeping you along, running deeper every day. Hello and goodbye, divided by a line down the middle of the road. But the same road that takes you so far away, it can bring you back home. It will never be to stay. I will come back, I know. Love will always find a way. Escape the fact that I have made some trouble for myself. Trouble so deep, but the water was sweet by the river where I knelt. Oh, my me clean like a sidewalk in the rain. Take my arm, walk with me, love will always find a way. Love will always find a way. Love will always find a way. Thank you. Well, thank you very much. All right, that was love song number one. This is number two. I got to tune a little bit, though, because it stretches my strings. This song's about infatuation. I am pro-infatuation. I just want to go on record. A lot of people put it down, man. They go like, infatuation, that's not real love. Well, it's real enough if you're in it. Seems like a reasonable substitute to me. But oh no, that's not real love. No, real love, that's when you've been married for 30 years and hate each other. Give me some of that. Anyway, have you ever noticed when you're infatuated, you're a better human being? That's the truth. You are. You're nice to people. You don't want to hurt nobody. You don't want to blow anything up or burn anything down or whatever. You don't want to steal anybody's car. Seriously, think about it. And I mean, that's got to be a good thing, I'm thinking. So it occurs to me that infatuation might in fact be a state of holiness. True. So I wrote this song, and I tried to use the artifacts of holiness to make my point. I saw your face, hallelujah. Y'all can help me on this. All you got to know how to do is say hallelujah. You can say hallelujah or hallelujah. I think Baptists say hallelujah. I don't know what they say. Anyway, I'll start over. I saw your face, hallelujah. And I was touched by grace, hallelujah.
That's nice.
There in that crowd, you were smiling out loud. Oh, and it put me in my place, hallelujah. Just a shining in your eyes, hallelujah. Now I lay me down with your arms wrapped all around. Oh, you are my paradise, hallelujah. Shameless shout out. This is the third love song here, and this one's called That Kind of Love. And I was just thinking about how these guys, 26 times, really? God, I must be old. I never even think about this stuff. The guys that do this show, this is truly a labor of love. I mean, no sane person would do this, right? Nobody would do this for any logical reason. And so obviously there's a lot of love involved. And so I want to play this for Pat and Enid and all the folks here that have done this show all these years. Sold or faked, that kind of love. No, it always gives itself away. That kind of love, it's wiser than the wisest sage. Its innocence makes me ashamed, till I'm not sure that I can take that kind of love. Pride and hatred cannot stand that kind of love. Greater love hath no man than that kind of love. It won't be kept unto itself. It spreads its charm and casts its spell, till no one's safe this side of that kind of love. Love rejected and ignored, held in chains behind closed doors, the stuff of legend and of song. Deep down, everybody longs for that kind of love. Oh, that kind of love. Some people never. Oh, that kind of love. Oh, it only takes a child to show that kind of love. Widows smile and strong men weep, and little ones play at its feet. The deaf can hear, and the blind can see that kind of love. Love triumphant, love on fire, love that humbles and inspires, love that does not hesitate with no conditions, no restraints. That kind of love, oh, that kind of love. How can anyone deny that kind of love when every heart is measured by that kind of love? Even stars fall from the sky, everything will fall in time, except those things that cannot die. That kind of love, and oh, may you be remembered by that kind of love.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Pierce. Mr. Pierce Pettis, and you can pick up some of his music to remember the night by there by the front door, and Owen can get his commission, and everybody will be happy. So that's the way it works in this business, because I can tell you right now, these folks aren't going to make a living off what we pay, so buy their music. It's important. It's important. This is Radio Live, coming to you live from the Museum of Commerce on the historic Pensacola campus of the University of West Florida and broadcast on WUWF 88.1 FM. We are listener-supported radio from the University of West Florida and proud of it. All right. Y'all having a good time? All right. Once again, our friend Jonathan Bird, Paul Ford, Johnny Wakin, otherwise known as Jonathan Bird and the Pickup Cowboys.
Ready, cowboy?
Crooked tree, where have you flown and whose bones did you see? May the river run dry if you lie. Mister, I won't lie to you, I've flown to Mexico and I've flown to places only crows and outlaws know. May the river run dry if I lie. May the river run dry if I lie to you. You better shoulder your gun and prepare water and saddle your mare. There's two riders coming, I can just see their dust in the air. Cross my heart and hope to die, it's true. May the river run dry if I lie to you. Well, I looked out to the south and the crow said to me, Devil's Island Eddie and the Boone Kid are free. May the river run dry if I lie. Well, Eddie's blood is bad, so poisoned with pride. A rattlesnake bit him, crawled off and died. May the river run dry if I lie. May the river run dry if I lie to you. You better shoulder your gun and prepare water and saddle your mare. Oh, look again now, even you'll see their dust in the air. Sure as I was born to die, it's true. May the river run dry if I lie to you. The wind died and the shot rang, and all there was to see was a black crow falling from his old crooked tree. May the river run dry if I lie. Well, it's good to see you, Eddie. I just got the word. Nobody knows but this black and twisted bird. May the river run dry if I lie. May the river run dry if I lie to you. Everything is prepared. I've watered and saddled the mares. We'll wait here till nightfall, and tomorrow we'll each have our share. Every man will get what he's due, Eddie. May the river run dry if I lie to you. Sure as we were born to die, it's true. May the river run dry if I lie to you.
Thank you very much. All right, so good to be back. Radio Live in Pensacola. I brought a new record with me tonight. I only have a few of them. It's a Danish import. I think you've made it when you have a Danish import. So we sold a bunch of them the past couple weeks. I have maybe 10 or 12 of them left. It's called Mother Tongue. And I did it with a Danish band. We recorded in Copenhagen, and we're really proud of it. We'll play a song from that. This is called On the Edge. It's quiet, we're stranded by a handful of rain. I just want to sleep, but I can't find a place. You say turn the music off, your lover's on the phone. On the edge all alone, blindfolded, you're trying to touch love's ghost. It whispers, you hear it, the spirit's so close. The janitor walks by and talks to the trash. His conscience is clear, his world is a mirror. You can't be alone for fear of your reflection all around. On the edge, looking down. So little, so serious, delirious you. He loves you, and lo, he loves loneliness too. What's that? He can't hear you. You're breaking up again. He's down in a tunnel, and he can't see the end. Oh, the battery's dead. Yeah, the needle's in the red. He would have texted instead, but there's no place to park. Say so, God as her witness, Eve wants to know, what's the statute of limitations for original sin? She's evicted and naked at the airport again. Lot's wife should have stayed, she just turned around the way. And the agent at the gate said your exodus has been delayed. God's harder on girls. Yeah, God's harder on girls. On the edge of the world. On the edge of the your daring to care for him. I wish I had what you had back then. Now he's certain it's terminal, but he won't say when. And he grabs onto you when you're out on a limb, and you hang on the line. Say it's gonna be fine, when what's really on your mind is how he's gonna drag you off this time. And as you both fall, he'll cry, can't you see what I'm going through? On the edge over you. Yeah. Well, I couldn't play that song right now if you pointed a cannon at me. Which I could. Hey, Wes. I have a terrible memory for lyrics, which is a big handicap in this business. Well, we're going to leave you with this song, because this song is a song by a friend of ours. His name is Matt Faulkner, and he's an itinerant handyman. He lives somewhere in between Montana and Mexico, depending on the weather. And he would never get on stage, and he would never get up here and play this song, and I just love this song so much. It's become sort of a theme song for us. And we want to dedicate it tonight, because a few years ago, I heard that Radio Live wasn't going to happen anymore, and it disappeared for a while, and we were just so sad about that. We wanted to come back and play, and we love being here. And then it came back, and it's just, I want to say it takes a lot of people to make it happen. So here's the Pat and Tom and Dale and Steve and Lindsay and Trish and Enid and all the people it takes to make it happen. We really appreciate it. This is for you. What do you see? What do you do to make it happen? Do you dream? Do your dreams come true? What do you see? What do you do to make it happen? Well, I caught another one. I'll chase one down for you. But we're on another ride, a carnival for a few friends. See things like they should be, and stand up on our could be, and dream, dream. It was like being a child, not thinking about the hard things, just wide open wild, playing night games in the neighborhood, and playing like grown-ups should, and dreaming like there's no way you could these days. I called another one, I'll chase one down for you. We're on another ride, a carnival for a few friends. See things like they should be, and stand up on our could be, and dream, dream. Crowd, stand out somewhere and look at the clouds. The fact of the matter, the fair and square, the straightforward and honest, you got to dream like you care. No fair to the Midland, my fair weathered friend. Don't fall between two stools, you're the friend of a friend. Falling head over heels like I did for you. And ride over backwards and into the truth. Well, I caught another one, I'll chase one down for you. We're on another ride, a carnival for a few friends to see things like they should be, stand up on our could be and dream, dream. Come true, what do you see? What do you do to make it happen? Do you dream? Do your dreams come true? What do you see? What do you do to make it happen?
Paul Ford on the cello, Johnny Wakin on the crosscut saw. Thanks so much, everybody. I'm Jonathan Bird.
Thank you.
Jonathan Bird and the Pickup Cowboys. All right, I've been waiting all night to hear that saw. Love it, love it. You know, all these artists tonight have been so kind talking about this show, but I'll tell you what, who really needs to be thanked is you, the audience. We're blessed to have an audience like you because this is a love fest every month, and the artists feel it. I mean, every artist that I've ever had on this show, they always want to come back. And we don't pay much, and I'm sorry about that, but most of them say, you know what, when we do this show, it's not about the money. They said, you have the best audiences we've ever been. And I hear that almost every month. So thank you for being a great audience, being a fantastic audience. And now we're going to get to hear another set from our friends Patchouli, and then everybody's going to come out and we'll do the big finale number, and maybe we'll even have fireworks. Who knows? But in the meantime, Julie and Bruce, take it away.
It is so true. All of what he just said, and we're going to play a song that was inspired by our first trip right here to Radio Live and Pensacola. We wrote this out on Pensacola Beach. It's called Where the Water and the Sky Meet. Think part Johnny Depp, Pirates of the Caribbean, and The Princess Bride, my other favorite movie. So there'll be some couplets, some rhyming going on. Away on a ship that sailed from far away late at night, holding secrets of treasure maps as if the earth hides in traps. Rays of sunlight, her patchwork foot was tapping to the beat to the cafe traffic way. She saw him, and the freckle underneath her eye looked like a tear, but when she saw him, she was smiling. Glance turned into a stare. He wanted to go over there and talk to her. And as he walked, she laughed and switched in the chew's Hans plane, fanning her feathers. Stingrays like shadows, flying by their feet. Ripples shimmer, the waves whisper. Where the water and the sky meet. Where the water and the sky. Thank you. sang a little piece right then. They made the air in beach suspend. Like lovers, she confessed she was an acrobat. The words and notes just flipped like that and changed color. Palm reading was a specialty. He learned it from an old gypsy. She gave her hand a hold. She had a highway for a lifeline, yellow dashes and white lines, and a fork in the road. Without warning, she kissed him, but he knew, so he bent in. In perfect harmony, they made love the same, it's calling. The ocean starts calling, oh God, pick up me. Pensacola, where the water and the sky meet. This is such an enchanting place. Maybe you heard a little bit of that train horn as we were starting off the show. I certainly did. I've always lived by the train. We're going to play a song. We used to have the Folkways cassette that we would drive around the country listening to, and a lot of people have covered this next song. This is a song that Woody Guthrie got credit for, but actually written by a guy, Gobel Reeves. But Emmy Lou Harris did this really wonderful version of it.
It's her birthday.
It's her birthday today, so in honor of her.
Happy birthday, Emmy Lou.
Yeah, we love her. And this is our version that she inspired out of us for Woody's 100th birthday a couple of years ago. Drip slowly by. Listen to the steel rails humming. That's a hobo's lullaby. I know your clothes are torn and ragged, and your hair is turning gray. Lift your head and smile at trouble. You'll find peace and rest someday. So go to sleep, you weary hobo. Let the towns drift slowly by. Listen to the steel rails humming. That's a hobo's lullaby. Don't you think about tomorrow? Let tomorrow come and go. Tonight you got a nice warm boxcar, safe from all this wind and snow. So go to sleep, you weary hobo. Let the town drip slowly by. Listen to the steel rails humming. That's a hobo's lullaby. That's a hobo's lullaby.
Thank you. That's a hobo's lullaby. Well, this next song is another one that's featured on the brand new instrumental guitar Firelight CD. And, you know, last time we were here, somebody asked us if we knew this song, and we knew of it. We learned it on piano as kids, but we didn't know it well enough to perform at that moment. So we went home and studied up. And so this is going to be our version of the Malaguena. Thanks again for bringing us back to Radio Live. As Pat says, we'll probably beg him severely after the show to come back again.
And what an honor to play with those guys. Pierce Pettis and Jonathan Bird in the back.
Oh,
incredible, incredible stuff. Thank you.
much.
Thank you.
I'm not going here.
All right. Everybody's going to come back out now, and we're going to do the big finale number. But in the meantime, I need to take care of a little business and remind you that Radio Live is a production of WUWF Public Media at the University of West Florida. Our technical director and broadcast mixmeister is Mr. Dale Regal. Our house sound this evening, Mr. Tom Skinner. Our master control operator out at the station is Bob Barrett. Tonight we have production assistants from Josh Morton and Steve Pfeiffer. Our video director is Jonathan Heide. Our videographers are Mariah Singerman and Melissa Pisarski. Our house manager is Trish Allison and Lindsay Myers. And our stage manager, everyone's favorite Jewish mother, Enid Siskin. This is Pat Crawford, reminding you to keep your mind on your driving, your heart on the coast, and your dial on public radio. Good night, everybody. Take it away, guys.
All right, you know, so we're gonna go with the Woody Guthrie again and do a song again from that beloved Folkways CD that Julie and I have worshipped most of our lives, and that one is this one is I Ain't Got No Home in This World Anymore.
I ain't got no home. I'm just ramping round. I work when I can get it. I roam from town to town. The police make it hard, boys, wherever I may go. And I ain't got no home in this world anymore. I was farming shares. As always, I was down. My debts, there were so many, my pay wouldn't go around. The drought got my crop, and Mr. Banker at my door. And I ain't got no home in this world anymore. Others are stranded here with me. 100,000 thousand others and 100,000 more. And I ain't got no home in this world anymore. Sing along. I ain't got no home. I'm just a rambling. I'm just a rambling around. I work when I can get it. I roam from town to town, from town to town. The parties make it hard, boys.